just keep working. You know, we here in OTAs. We got a good chance, a good jump on the game plan and the install. So everybody's bought in. We're just going to keep building.
Where's your interaction been so far with Kendall Fuller, who's going to play a bigger role this
year? It's been good, man. He's coming to work. You know, he's dedicated to the sport. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you got anybody dedicated to the game, it's going to be good to work with him. So I feel that way about him. Just put in work, you know what I'm saying? Like, injuries are injuries, but how you bounce back from them, I mean, he stuck to it, endured the process, and he came back just fine. So I'm not too concerned with it. I'm going to just stick to the process, make sure I give 100% every day, conquer each day, one day at a time, and just come back like I'm supposed to.
Do you feel a sense of responsibility because you've been here for so long to help integrate the new guys and learning the system as like Kendall and David and obviously the rookies and Tremont and Amani?
I'm dedicated. Like, I feel like I'm here. This is Kansas City. I play for Kansas City. I'm dedicated to this team. And if you're a part of the team, I'm dedicated to you. So that's just how I rock.
Coming back from injury, is that part of the motivation behind coming up to early OTA and getting the field a little bit more?
No, I just wanted to be the best team we can be. That's more of my focus. I've dealt with injuries before, so that's not really my concern. I'm not overlooking it. I'm just putting in my work, but I know that my teammates are dependent on me and I'm dependent on them. So it's more of an accountability thing, just to handle my business and make sure I'm ready to go so that we can all do what we came here to do.
Is that, you know, in retrospect, maybe like missing last year, is that part of, like, looking at it now, you're like, maybe I shouldn't come? You say it's kind of, you feel differently, or what was different about it this year versus last year?
I just didn't play last year. Either way, I wouldn't have came last year. Anyway, I don't regret not coming last year. But like I said, I'm just here and I'm dedicated to my team. Even when I wasn't there, I was dedicated to my team and dedicated to the sport. So it's just the fact that here and now, we just all here together. Let's get a good start on the game plan and move forward.
Is it a little bit more difficult for you missing last year now, giving it was Alex's like last shot at this? I know you guys developed, you know, a close relationship. Given that fact, it's hard to miss that type of year.
Yeah, it was tough. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's good. You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to be straight. And everybody else that's not here, I know they're good, they're working hard, and just going to keep pushing forward.
What was that process like, especially that kind of that 6 or 7 week stretch there in the middle of the season? From your perspective, how would you describe what was going through your heart and mind?
Just frustration, you know, because I'm a doer. I never really like sitting back and watching, but I was forced to watch, and I just found ways to get involved and help my team, and I think that's part of what carried over this year. You know, just seeing that you can make an impact even though you're not playing. You can still be in tune to the game plan and in tune to the situations that's happening. You know, I got a lot of experience now. This is my 9th year, and it's a lot of guys that's younger than me that can learn from what I know. So even with the young guys, I just – everything I know, I just keep spilling that knowledge into them because it's going to help us as a team.
What are you in the dome room? It's like more than a normal out for the year injured guy would have been to sort of –
Oh, I'm not sure. I just know I was in there, but I'm not really sure about everybody else.
Go ahead, Aaron.
You talk about the experience that you can give to the young kids, but what's it like having all these draft picks on defense, have Mahomes at quarterback, all this youth and excitement and everything? Is there something that just makes everybody just smile more coming into these hard workouts?
Yeah, I mean, it's just work. When you talk about workouts, it's just work. And anytime it's work, you're going to get better. So nobody really dreads coming into the building or coming out on the field. We know we're going to put in the work and put in the time. But just seeing the faces and seeing the enthusiasm, like some days you might not be feeling it, but if you look across the ball and you see 15 or you see 2-7, you see 10, they got a lot of energy. They come in, they bringing it, and vice versa. If we bringing it and they're not really up to it at the moment, we just feed off each other and just push through it.
Last three, let's go Sam.
It's a little bit of everything, I guess you could say. It depends on how you were taught to tackle. It depends on if you're just aware of making the change and a few other things. But it could be harder for other people and easier for other people. But that's with anything, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that a head-to-head collision can get you in trouble. So it's definitely an emphasis, but I think it's possible.
In terms of from last year to this year, just from your perspective, what difference have you seen in Pat now that you are going to see him in those practices more often in the ones?
Just that he's on the field. I mean, he really hasn't changed much. He's always been confident. From the time I've known, he's been confident. He's been sure of himself, and he's came out and make plays. So nothing's really changed. It's just that now he's with the ones.
Right. I guess how eager are you to see just how the improvement he makes from year one to year two?
Well, I'm always excited. He's hungry. He's dedicated. So we'll see.
What's up? You draft a couple defensive backs with Armani and Trayvon. Mm-hmm. What's been kind of your first impressions of those two guys?
I like them, man. I mean, if they're here, I know they can play. You know what I'm saying? I know they have talent. And I've seen Armani play back in at Texas A&M because they played against Tennessee, and I was actually at the game. So I'm very excited about that. And right now, man, we just want to win, bro. That's it.
I'm curious, too. What was it like watching your brothers trying to break into the league this year?
Oh, it was cool. It was real cool. I'm glad Elliot got a shot. He's got a pretty good plan right now, and I'm excited to see how it works out. And, you know, Evan is just – he's always wanted to play offense, so he's got a chance to play offense up there at Cleveland. And it's something we talked about since we were little, you know, all just playing in the NFL and having the opportunity to do so. And we're just going to keep pushing it and keep seeing where we can take the Berry name.
Thank you.